It's time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist from Immunutrition here in Madison. Amber, good to see you again.
Great to be back.
Well, let's if we could talk about the Oscars today, I suppose, a little bit.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun? I bet they have good food.
Yeah, I bet they do. But that's not why we're here.
It's not.
No, we're going to talk a little bit today about nutrition, of course. And adequate lunchtime for kids or anybody is kind of our topic today. Give yourself enough time to eat.
That's right. And oftentimes we don't, right? And we've talked a little bit about kind of how we rush food in the past, and we talked about the importance of mindful eating. But we have this tendency to think of food as something we just need to sneak in. We just need to get food in before we get out the door. We just need to grab a quick lunch before we get back to work. We just need to eat quickly so we can move on to the next thing. And that's really not good for our health for a number of reasons. And I see people in my office all the time, or people who chat with me and tell me that they're fast eaters. And I see it even more in the military, where training or missions dictate that you eat quickly, but then that behavior tends to follow people long beyond that training or that mission. And in fact, it typically doesn't come from adulthood at all. It comes from how we address food and how we're approached with food as children. So one thing that kind of jumped out to me when I was looking at topics and kind of thinking about what we were going to talk about today was that Minnesota was highlighted in this nationwide news brief kind of thing that I get on nutrition. And they were highlighted because it has been proposed in Minnesota through the legislature that we mandate children get at least 15 minutes to eat lunches at school, not including time walking to the lunchroom, time getting their food, time bussing their tray, but 15 minutes of actual seated mealtime.
Well, when you told me that, I was kind of surprised that that's even a thing because, you know, when I was a kid, we'd went to the lunchroom and probably take half an hour, 45 minutes for lunch.
Yes, you and me both.
Yeah.
When I saw this and I thought, why is this a conversation? We should just be giving children adequate time to eat food. And the CDC recommends that children get at least 20 minutes of seated mealtime, not including.
I recommend a half an hour.
I think a half an hour would be great too. And I know it's hard for kids to sit that long, but being afforded the opportunity to sit for that long, I think is the important piece of this. And encouraging kids to eat slowly and not encouraging kids to rush through their lunch, which teaches them to rush through their meals as they get older and as they become adults.
That's not really good for you to slam down your food real fast anyway, is it?
It's really not good for you at all. And in fact, when we see kids who have these shorter meal times and the average, so the average for kids in elementary and middle school is closer to 20 minutes, including that waiting in line, bussing trays, all of that. So again, it's not uncommon, you and I were talking about this, for children to get 10 minutes or less to eat lunches. And now this is not a criticism on our local district. I have not been in there to time lunches and see how much kids here get. But this is when we talk about just nationally and throughout the state. On average, kids get 20 minutes, including waiting in line, walking to the lunchroom, bussing their trays, everything. So when we think about the fact that it takes us roughly 20 minutes to even recognize that we're feeling satisfied, if we don't have that 20 minutes of time to eat, we don't have the opportunity to listen to our body's fullness cues. And again, I work with a lot of people who have just completely turned off hunger and fullness cues because of a lot of behaviors that they were taught as children. And while this certainly is not the sole cause of all of our chronic health conditions and obesity and all of the things that we have going on, it is most likely a contributing factor because when children are given less time to eat, when they have those shorter eating times, they tend to choose the less nourishing foods for that meal. So fewer fruits, fewer vegetables, fewer proteins, fewer whole grains. And they tend to choose less nourishing foods after school as well. And part of that is that by the time they get home, they're so hungry from not having had adequate time to eat that they eat what is quick and ready to go. And that tends to be chips and snack foods and things that come out of a package, not things that need to be cut or put on a plate that maybe aren't ready to go in the fridge. So the shortened eating time goes well beyond just the lunch itself and into our evening time frame. And some schools serve lunches. I don't know what they do here. Some schools, because of the number of children they have and the limited space that they have, start serving lunch at like 10:30. So schools have to offer lunch between, I think it's 10:30 and 2. So some kids are not eating lunch until 1:30. So if they didn't get a good breakfast, that's almost the entire school day without having something to eat. And we know that well-nourished kids tend to behave better and tend to learn more. So this is a super important topic that, again, it's absolutely absurd to me that it's even a conversation. I think it should just be
especially, I think, in a rural area. I'm thinking, you know, back in my day, back at Benson,
when you walked to school, uphills both
uphill
ways.
Uphill and downstairs, or downhill both ways. We had 148 kids in my class, and in your mother's class was 200.
That's a very large class.
Which is a lot bigger than the class is now.
Yes.
And it didn't seem to be a problem back then for everybody to eat at the same time. And it went well. So why is this all of a sudden a problem? I think it's maybe a problem that's been created by the system, doing things a little bit different.
I would agree with you there. And I think, too, you and I were talking beforehand that when you were in school, you remember lunch being a really social
thing. And then you went out for recess afterwards and ran around for a while. So you got an hour, you know, killed in there or something.
Yeah. I remember a little bit of socialization. I also remember being told multiple times, especially at school, not so much at home, not to play with food and to stop talking and eat. And
well, I've been told that many times.
Well, that's fair.
Quit talking.
But I think it's so important that we teach children that food is social and that food is important and that food not only nourishes our body, it nourishes our relationships, and it nourishes our communities, and it nourishes so many things, our social skills, besides just our bodies. Harrison, who you know is in kindergarten this year, and just a shout out to all the teachers who do work with them, because they're learning so many skills this year about healthy coping mechanisms. And yesterday he came home telling me about all the things we can do to fill other people's cups. And I think that's such a wonderful thing for us to be teaching in schools and then reinforce at home.
Right.
But he came home with a sheet with a bunch of pictures of different food on it one day, and they were supposed to circle all the healthy things. And I was looking at it, and he did a great job, and he goes to me, he goes, "Mom, I know I circled the cupcake, but I told them that it's healthy to eat cupcakes sometimes. We just shouldn't have them every day."
Yeah. He's been listening to you.
He's been listening, and I think that that's such an important thing for us to teach kids, is that there aren't foods that are bad foods. There aren't foods that are off limits, and food should be social, and we should take the time and make it a priority to actually eat our food and to eat well so that these small children can grow up into adults who are able to listen to their body and manage their food and manage their time and prioritize nourishment, because we just tend to not do that as grownups. But again, most of those behaviors were things that we were taught as young as preschool to rush through our foods. So you know that this is a topic that I won't get as passionate on the radio as I got.
Yeah, you're pretty passionate when you first came in to talk about it. Yeah, that would
because it's just crazy to me. It's crazy to me that we're having this conversation about whether or not we can afford 15 minutes for our kids to sit down and eat. Of course we can afford 15 minutes for them to eat.
Right.
And of course we can afford time for them to get out and move around and play. And of course we can afford time, like we said, for arts. I don't like to get political, but I do think that this is a bill that everybody should reach out to your congresspeople. I think we should do that all the time anyway about policies. But reach out to your elected officials and tell them that you support a bill like this that would mandate that kids get adequate time to eat.
Right.
Regardless of political party. That doesn't matter.
That really has nothing to do with eating.
It doesn't. We all need to be
nourished. Some people probably make it that way, but it really doesn't.
So. It's really not about that.
Right. All right. Well, good topic, good discussion, and good thing for people to stay on top of. And,
absolutely.
They see their local legislators or whatever might want to just mention it, you know, that they think it's a good idea.
And on that note, talk to your kids about, you know, whether or not they have time to eat. Talk to your school board if you feel like there's things that need to change in your local district. I think it's just important for us to make sure we're instilling these skills early on.
And as citizens, be involved.
That's right.
Right. It's a good message.
No matter what.
That's right. All right. Well, Amber, if they have any questions on this or any other topic dealing with nutrition and your health, you'd be happy to work with them.
Absolutely.
And how can they find you?
Yes, you can reach out to me on Facebook at MU Nutrition. That's IMU nutrition or online at immunenutrition.com.
All right. And we'll talk again next week on another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.